Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the sixth day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pe Gimel, Ilu Nishmas, Ochi, Bel Yosef Ben Haravi Kusil, Allah Bashal. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel of Sukkah. Peras Oleha, if a person spread over the Sukkah, over the Schach, that means, sod in a sheet, Bipnei HaChama, in order to protect those sitting in the Sukkah, Oitachteha, or he put it underneath the sheet underneath the Schach, because of the leaves that are falling from the schach, so they shouldn't fall on the table. In these cases, in any of these cases, and we know that a sheet, of course, is something that's mekabel tuma. Anything that's mekabel tuma can receive tuma, is possible for schach. Oy sheperas al gabi hakinoif, or he put a sheet over a kinef. Kinef is like a type of bed, a canopy. Kinof almost sounds like the word canopy, where you have four poles on the four ends of the bed, for the four corners of the bed, that is. And over those four poles, he spread a sheet. So you've got a tent within the sukkah, psula. And the sukkah will be possible if anyone sits in that canopy or under that canopy. And the reason is because that sodin, that sheet is schach, which is possible. Similarly, we know that the kinuf, the actual kinuf, is possible to eat it because it's inside it, because the sheet is considered a tent which will be mafsik, separating between him and the schach, and then he's not eating in the sukkah. Aval peresu al gabi naklite mita. What he can do is he can spread a sheet over naklite mita. That's when he doesn't have poles on each corner of the bed, but rather he has two poles at each end of the, one pole at each end of the bed, but in the middle of the bed. And then he has two poles, therefore, sticking up, one in the at the foot, one at the head of the bed. And then he has a rope. Then he has a sheet that he spreads over it. It's like a teepee, but it's now not, it doesn't have a flat roof. It's totally now slanting down. And because there is nowhere in the roof that there is a width of a tefach, therefore it's not considered an ohel to be mevatel the schuch, to nullify the schach that's on top of it. So therefore, if he sits underneath it, it's not like he's sitting under a posel and under another tent, because it's not considered a tent. And that would be okay. Hidlo leha, esagef, Mishnah Dalet. What happens if he extended the branches of a vine, long branches over the schach, vesadlas, or he extended a plant. It could be a plant of a pumpkin or a gourd plant, which has very, very long leaves, and he extended these leaves, draped it across the sukkah while it's still growing. All these things while it's still alive. Vesakisoim, he took another type of herb, another vine that he draped over the schach. Vesichech al gaba, and he was mesachech, he covered on top of the sukkah and the kosher schach, psula. We say that the sukkah will be possible. Why? Because he covered it with something that's still growing from the ground. It's mechub lekarka. Anything still growing is possible for schach. It has to be cut. What happens if he had a lot more of kosher schach than the branches of the vine or the other things that are still growing, and he mixed it together with the schach that's kosher, so you can't even see the posel schach, or he cut off the branches after he put the sukkah, the schach on, after he draped the vines over the schach, kosher, the sukkah will be kosher. The Gemara explains that even if he did cut the vines after putting them on the schach, even if he did cut them, it's still not kosher until he does something else. He needs to lift up each branch after he's cut them down and put it down again. Lift up and put it down. And the reason he'll needs to do it, because then it's considered as if he has now put on kosher schach. But if he just cuts it, that won't be good enough. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos ta'aseh, you shall make a sukkah for yourself. And the Gemara learned Tase, you have to do an action of making a sukkah, not min ha'asa, not for something that's already made. Which means, at the time you make the sukkah, the schach, and that's the main part of the sukkah, at the time you make the schach, it has to be kosher for the sukkah. And not that at the time that you put it on, it was possible, and then you did some side issue by cutting it or doing something else to make it kosher. That won't help. So therefore, when he puts the branches which are mechuborim, which are still growing, and then he cuts it, he still has to do another act by lifting it up and putting it down again. Then it means he's put kosher schach at the time he put it on the sukkah. It's almost like it's almost like he's demolished his sukkah and then put it back on, and that's fine. And again, the main thing of a sukkah is the schach. Zeaklal, this is the rule in when it comes to schach. Kol shu mekabel tumah, anything that is mekabel tumah, like kelim, like containers, clothes, fruit, food, anything like that, that's mekabel tumah. Ve'ein gudul minaretz, or it's something that doesn't grow from the ground, anything that doesn't grow from the ground, even if it is not mekabel tumah. For example, you might have things like untanned skins of animals, for example, right? So it's not mekabel tumah because it's not yet worked over. You can't use it yet, but it is something that doesn't grow from the ground. it's from an animal. These things ain mesakin bo. You cannot cover your sukkah with it. V'chaldover she'ena mekabel tumah v'gidulim minaretz. But if it has both the qualities that it is not mekabel tumah and it does come from the ground, then mesakin bo. Then you can use it and as schach. As we said before, and as we say in the pasuk, how do we know this? The pasuk says, you shall make for yourself a sukkah, and then later on it says, when you collect from your grain and from your presses, i.e., we're talking here about be'ospecha, can mean not when you are gathering, but with what you've gathered, the Chacham Darshan, with what you've gathered from your threshing floor and from your Yaakov, that's what you can use as Chakasuk Saslacha, you can make for yourself. And which means that what's left over after you've harvested your Garna and Yaakov, like the straw, or like the zmeras, the branches, those things you can do. So again, you can make a sukkah from what you have, from what's left after you've taken the actual grain, the actual food, the actual yikvacha, the actual things that are oil and wine that have come from your presses. So branches and everything else you can use. It's interesting that the word zehaklal, or the word zehaklal, is used in the Mishnah. It's very unusual. It's different to the way it's used in other places. In most other places, when we say Zaklal, we mean this is the rule. It's similar to what we've just described before. We give an example of something, and then we say, but this is the rule. Here, it's very different in our Mishnah, because the klal, the rule, is not the same as the prat mentioned beforehand, the detail. The mentioned beforehand, what was the detail talked about? It was talking about something still growing is possible. Mechub l'karka is possible. But what's interesting is when we go and then say Zehaklal, we are mentioning not the rule about being joined to the ground, but we give two further conditions that are required for schach to be kosher. Namely, not mekabel tumah, doesn't receive tumah, it's not a finished product, a keli, and it grows from the ground. But mechuba lekarka, the third condition, that it has to be not growing from the ground, that is not mentioned in the klal, even though that was the detail mentioned just beforehand. Very unusual the way this Zeh HaKlal is appearing in this Mishnah, as the Mefarshim point out.